Hello guys, what's good with you? Hope you're doing amazing. And if not, you're just in time for that. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first ever episode of Arts Explained. Let me introduce myself. My name is Beatrice and I'm a very, very musical person. I hear music on a daily. I go on walks to listen to music. I cannot work out without music and I love talking about it. Can't you tell? I believe I'm going to introduce you to a journey that you will never forget. Today, we're on the first ever episode and we are going to talk about, guess what? Music. The episode is called Music Explained. Kind of cliche, right? But very catchy at the same time. Let's get to it then. What do you guys think about when classical music is mentioned to you? What kind of feeling do you get? I bet it's boredom, right? Well, I'm here to change that. Actually, what you hear nowadays has classical music in it. Did you know? Well, now you do. Let's talk about what kind of pop music has classical music influences today. According to Wikipedia, classical music is art music produced or rooted in the traditions of Western culture, including both liturgical, which means religious, and secular, which means non-religious, music. Classical music is very relevant up until today. We are constantly listening to it, and we do not even acknowledge it. A lot of today's songs are based on it. The song by Maroon 5 is just an example of that. Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your...
Uses a sample of Canon in D by Pachelbel, a German Baroque canon from 1680. The 1600s. Crazy. It is crazy to think that music and melodies from 400 years ago would be used in today's pop music. But it is the truth, and that song is just one of the many examples of that. A very classical slash baroque period inspired indie pop song is Pluto Projector by the artist Rex Orange County in his album Pony. This song is a phenomenal masterpiece, and if you haven't listened to it, then I highly recommend. I will be showing you a little bit of the song so that you can be hooked to the melody of the strings. Here it is. Rex Orange County is an indie pop artist. His real name is Alexander O'Connor, and he was born in Hampshire, May 4th of 1998. He goes by Rex Orange County due to a nickname that a professor gave him, the OC, as in O'Connor, which is an abbreviation of Orange County. He got his inspiration for music through Stevie Wonder, and he started composing and producing at the age of 16. He was a drummer at Brit School and learned piano and guitar by himself. Pluto Projector is a single that was released in 2019 and was part of the album Pony. The song starts off with Rex Orange County singing and playing the guitar.
The Great Protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. What if by the time I realize it's too far behind to see?
And you can sense that something else is coming while listening to it. A crescendo is urging. Kicks and drums are added to the guitar instrumental, and then the song keeps building up.
Spending the years together, growing older every day.
Until it reaches its climax, which is the acoustic part of the song. It is beautifully composed and it clearly has influences of chamber music. Chamber music is a Baroque genre of music, which is string, quartet, slash quintet type of melodies that are synchronized. The climax transports you into another perspective. The song suddenly changes and it becomes the high point of what you're listening to. You almost forget that you're listening to an indie pop song and you think to yourself that what you're listening is classical music. Which definitely makes sense because the song shifts from pop to classical in a matter of seconds. But you can feel it building up throughout the whole time until it reaches the forte, which means loud, in classic music language. And the experience of listening to this makes it all worth it as soon as you reach that climax. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and go listen to the song and see for yourself what I'm talking about. You will know it is worth it. Do not miss out on good songs, please. They might be the climax of your day, pun intended. Stay tuned for the next episode that I will be talking about how Hamilton, in fact, was based off Wagner, a German opera composer. This was Beatrice and her crazy musical adventures. Hope you learned a little bit more about music today. I really can't wait to see you again. All rights reserved. To Ben Sound.